What about a worthless dog?
Well, it's just worthless. They're no good.
Mm-hmm.
They generally take them off and give them away of. Such as that to do away with them. We never did kill a dog. We never did have a worthless dog.
Mm-hmm.
A dog, an animal, you got to love them.
Mm-hmm.
That's one reason I had always had good looking horses and well groomed. I'd spend this good horse here,
mm-hmm.
I'd spend an hour and a half or 2 hours to get him ready, and when I brought him back after I'd ridden him, it took me an hour or more.
Mm-hmm.
I'd take a bucket of water, lukewarm, and a rag, and kind of run over him,
mm-hmm.
just a little, and then I'd have a dry rag, and I'd rub him, and then I'd brush him out, and when I'd put him in the stall, his hair would just be as fine as any woman, and it's just cool, it'd cool your hand,
mm-hmm.
and his hair would just shine,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people wash a horse off too much. A horse carries a mineral in his skin. And you can wash it, keep it washed out, but I never would wash my horse that much. I washed them off and it got dirty. If I didn't do nothing else, I'd take a bucket of lukewarm water. That's just heated water a little, and wash a soil place off of them rather than to wash them off all over. But that's one thing I didn't bother nobody to ever live. And don't today than can the better horse master know how to take out one, take one. And, this good horse I had, I picked every strand of, when I bought him, I give $200 for him at Prescott, Arkansas, and she went up there with me to look at him before I really bought him,
mm-hmm.
and she says, well, he sure has got a short tail. I said, that's all the trouble you find with him? I said, I'll have that touching the ground, and I brushed it, and it just grew, and I wash it out, and I handpick it one strand at a time. And when he'd stand in the stall with shavings, mm-hmm. his tail would touch the ground, and his mane would be that long.
Gosh. What do you call a male horse?
Well, there's two kinds. A stallion is a male horse, but after he's castrated,
mm-hmm.
You can call him a gelding.
Mm-hmm. What about a male cow?
Well, that's a bull.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he's castrated, why, he's a steer.
Mm-hmm. And the things you put on the horse's feet to protect them, you call those the...
Boots. Regular boots. You can have a horse, you can buy them out of store. You can get a good man at the carriage place where they sell them, could make them.
Mm-hmm. What are the boots like?
Huh?
What do the boots look like?
Well, the homemade boots, you've seen them on, haven't you? Been to the horse shows and see them put them over the bottom so they won't step on what they call their quarters. They overreach, mm-hmm. and sometimes they'll cut themselves. Well, a boot protects it, you see. They hit that boot instead of the main flesh of the horse.
Mm-hmm. Like they put on the Tennessee Walking?
Yeah, all Tennessee Walking horses have got, listen, weighted down with weights on them, with heavy shoes, and let the hoofs go way long.
Mm-hmm.
That gives them that pick up and throw.
Mm-hmm. You think they ought to do that?
I never did like it. Of course, you can't expect it now out of a show horse, because a lot of those horses bring $10,000. But I know I've seen people myself in my lifetime ruin a horse with them. I like a horse that's shoed with a good weight shoe and trimmed and a good blacksmith. Make it out of a piece of iron, such as that. But I never was strong on these horse walking horses with all that. But you have to have them, because if they don't, they won't win the race. The horse judge will cut you down on it.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a male sheep?
Huh?
A male sheep.
Ram.
Uh-huh. What about the female?
Huh?
What about the female?
Oh. I know, but I can't call it right now. Oh, Lordy mercy, what you call it?